It's another Ag News update, looking at investments in co-ops. Does it make sense? More after this.
CattleCon's headed to San Antonio, February 4th through 6th, 2025, where farmers and ranchers gather to shape our industry's future. Remember, if you ain't at the table, you might just be on the menu. Check out the latest in ranching at the Texas-sized NCBA trade show. Network, learn, and grow your operation. Don't miss this chance to steer the cattle biz in San Antonio, where the Alamo spirit lives on. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered. CattleCon 2025, where the beef industry meets.
Kansas State Ag economist Brian Brigeman.
You know, you do business with me and I, you know, I'm the co-op and we have grain and I'm going to hold, let's say, 10 cents back of however many bushels you sell with me and I'm going to have that on, as equity with your name on it. Let's say I retire it back in 20 years. It's the same dollar amount. There's no appreciation in that value. It's just whatever that dollar was 20 years ago. You know, now, depending on how you put it in, we could get real deep in the weeds here. Taxes come into play as well. So this is a relevant question as you see, and this has come in the news here recently, where private companies are coming in and making offers on cooperatives. And then how do we value that equity, right? What is that value? And from a cooperative finance member perspective, it's not the equity that we did in the past, it's what I'm going to be doing in the future. That's where I really need to value it at. And then am I going to continue to have those same services and access in the future? Because maybe I only have one or two places in which to sell with this cooperative, but if somebody comes in and buys it, are they going to, you know, seasonalize it or just get rid of it altogether? So yeah, as far as like the value of it, it's for the co-op, the equity, it's more the future business that they'll be doing with the company.
It's another Ag News update.